So what is the argument going on in your neighborhood? Like on your local Facebook page or whatever it is. Like where I live, it's a small town, but it's the town where a lot of people are moving. So a lot of fields are being turned into housing developments.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of growth. Some chain restaurants, some other buildings coming in. They just built an Aldi, which, oh my God. I mean, now we have to buy hipster food?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a field between where my house is and it has been empty for a decade since I bought it. And it has been about to be several different things, but then COVID came and those plans went out, and now it's been turned into, they're leveling the land and they're obviously getting ready to put in some sort of homes and everything else. But the people who lived in this small town beforehand, well, presumably before it started to really grow, who knows, don't want any new people coming anymore. And so somebody posed the question, now what are they building across from the high school? And the first response happened to be from my brother-in-law. He wrote, they're building a Dollar General data center. Because those are the two things everybody hates the most. And houses.
Well, there are so many dollar stores.
There are. I can't believe how many people, though, are like, why does Dollar General need a data center in our community?
People are so easily duped.
It's true.
Like,
we also were talking about what's it like for the kids. We talked about Oreo Gate in the last segment where the mom didn't want anybody to put Oreos in the kids' lunches at elementary school because her daughter wasn't allowed to eat Oreos and she came home sad if other people had things. Rather than teaching your kids you don't get what everybody else does, that life's not fair and inherently other people are going to have things you don't, you're going to have things other people don't. Turned into a big thing. We asked, who was the sheltered kid and what impact did it have? Now, I hope this is an extreme example, but it sure is an example. 45 years old here, private Jesus school, K to 12. I was this kid, like the daughter who wasn't allowed to have Oreos. I didn't even know what a period was. So sheltered. I didn't know how to be a human. 18, I got married to a bad man because I didn't know what to not do. 4 kids and a homeless heroin addict later, 16 years clean and sober now. My kids are the total opposite. We tell each other everything, and I let them fail, giving them opportunity to learn. Love y'all. Thank you. That's a great example.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Have a little world exposure.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, I get it. There are plenty of times where you're like, I don't want to see them get hurt. And sometimes, I think as a parent, sometimes the hardest decision is choosing, let them try this and fail, or tell them, hey, I don't think this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to work hard to go in the other direction because my instinct was always, oh boy, I don't want you to get hurt. I know how that felt.
Yeah.
Right? I had to work hard to go in the other direction. I have to go against my instinct on that half the time.
Yeah. It's really hard for me.
It is.
To not help.
1-800-947-3979. This text, our community page is only fighting about flock cameras. 90% of it is that. Are there a lot of, like when I see those debates crop up online, or even when we mention them here, I don't see anyone who's like pro flock camera, except for some people saying, well, they can be useful in certain instances with law enforcement, which definitely is true. The problem is we've seen how they can be abused in so many ways in such a short period of time.
Right. That's the real issue. Like, if you could only use it for crime, that'd be great, but, you know.
This text, where I live, there is a Wesco gas station across the street from a Wesco gas station, so anytime something's being built, people report it's a Wesco, and everybody loses their mind in my town!
That's hilarious.
People love Wesco. I didn't know the Wesco lore until I moved up this way. The only thing that goes on in my neighborhood chats are when people are rehoming pets, and then everyone in the comments shames them.
Oh,
well, why'd you get a dog if you weren't going to take care of it for the rest of its life? And sometimes it's like, hey, we love this dog, but we just had a baby and the baby's having an allergic reaction. We're pretty sure it's to the dog. We've tried this. We've tried that. And there's like legitimate reasons.
Yeah.
You know, and then people are like, wow, you may give the baby back then. And I'm just sitting there like, this is crazy. People are so opinionated on this internet thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really stupid. If somebody doesn't want a pet, even if you think it's a stupid reason, there's no point in them still having it. Because they're not going to take care of it right anyway. So and, let them find a good home for it.
And them
what
trying,
do you care?
Them trying is better than dropping it off
yeah.
at a shelter in the middle of the night, and which, you know.
Exactly.
I know people who've volunteered at those, and they have all sorts of tragic turn-ins where it's like, you can still take care of this cat. You just didn't want to deal with it getting old. You felt bad about having to make a decision, so you punted.
Yeah, I mean, there are people in the world that throw animals on the side of the road. So if they're online trying to find a legit home, shut up.
I will say this. I've seen this a lot lately. And if you have done this or are doing this and don't explain it to me beyond my understanding at the moment, I am willing to have my mind changed. But you're a piece of S if you do this. If you got a pet and now you have decided that, or whatever circumstance, you can't take care of it anymore, and you're asking people to take this pet from you that you say is wonderful and that you loved and it breaks your heart to give away. Do you know what you don't get to do? Add in the last line of your Facebook post that there is a modest rehoming fee. You are not a shelter. You yeah. are not an LLC. You are not a charity. You are asking someone to take over the responsibility you volunteered for. You don't get a rehoming fee.
Right.
You're not Best Buy with a restocking fee.
Yeah, that's
Suck
insane.
Suck it.
That's so goofy.
Eat a bag of D's.
Yeah, that's insane.
It is insane.
Yeah, my town doesn't have a whole lot going on. It's just everybody's fighting against a data center right now. Although I did find out that apparently there's a bobcat pretty close nearby my house that's been roaming around. So that's news to me. Didn't know.
Mine is always like if there's about once a month, there's like some sort of ambulance or a bunch of cop cars in front of a house. And whenever somebody's like, hey, what's going on? Or does anybody know what happened over there this morning? And it's people who are either trying to be informative or people being like, it's a private matter. You shouldn't worry about it. It's none of your business, blah, blah, blah. And then the person who it happened to is like, yeah, my uncle had a heart attack. Everything's fine. Like, mm-hmm. Okay.
All righty then.
Right.
Solved it. You don't need to freak out and be offended on behalf of somebody who's not even offended.
How about the, and we've all seen this one. How about the ones where somebody asks a question and yes, they could have found the answer themselves. But then there's always the person that knows the answer, but wants to be indignant.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that person more than the person who doesn't know how to use Google. Mm-hmm. The person is like, why don't you read around somewhere else and find the answer? Everyone's already written about it.
Yeah. Or Google is free.
You took the time to be a dick. Write the answer or move on. These are your choices.
I enjoy disliking both of those people.
Well, that's fair. But if I have to choose one to be in a car ride with, I'd rather ride with dumb Google person than person who's like, no, you're stupid.